It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
On Friday in Zimbabwe, the journalist Hopewell Chingono was jailed for the third time in 6 months. And on Monday, he said that he will not apply for bail, promising instead to fight for freedom of expression. Keeping it to Monday, the spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, that's Fotsai Mahare, was also arrested by Zimbabwean police. She's charged with communicating falsehoods in relation to her tweets criticizing the government's poor service delivery across the board. Tapiwa Changonda is the Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Johannesburg. Joins me on the line now. Professor, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Very good morning to you and to your listeners.
These are worrying developments in Zimbabwe and seemingly sustained for the last few months. What's happening there, Tapiwa?
Yeah, it's quite worrying indeed. At the same time, I'm not surprised at the events that have been unfolding in Zimbabwe in the past few months. I think it's very clear that independent journalists such as Hopewell Chingono and opposition figures such as Fatai Mahere, who's currently under arrest, have fallen prey to ZANU-PF's strong arm tactics of intimidating the opposition and dissenting voices. Remember, Hopewell Chingono has come up with various exposés in the past which have embarrassed the government with respect to corruption, for instance, with respect to COVID-19 funds which the country received a few months ago, with respect to the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. One can see that they are under siege from the ZANU-PF government at the present moment because they are refusing to accept the legitimacy of the Mnangagwa presidency, and they have not as yet come on board with respect to the dialogue which Mnangagwa has been calling for.
What possible interventions then, both within Zimbabwe and what the constitution of Zimbabwe allows the people of Zimbabwe to do, but also from South Africa? President Cyril Ramaphosa is not only president of this country, but also chairing the African Union. What interventions should South Africa be forwarding the people of Zimbabwe?
All right. So South Africa can definitely intervene. South Africa is a much stronger, neighbor, economically, etc., etc. However, it will be expecting too much, honestly, the ANC, the ANC ruling, government, to censure the ZANU-PF government in Zimbabwe. Because remember, these are sister liberation movements, and so it's very, very difficult. It's been many years now since we've had the Zimbabwean crisis, and we've had the ANC government being in power since 1994. You remember that Thabo Mbeki tried to intervene, Jacob Zuma the same, and now with President Cyril Ramaphosa, I don't see any meaningful intervention taking place there because they are sister liberation movements, and they definitely want to sustain themselves in power. There's no way in which the ANC is going to censure your SWAP or your ZANU-PF, MPLA in Angola, Chama Pinduzi in Tanzania. These are sister liberation movements. If anything, the solution, the solution to the Zimbabwean crisis is, it lies within the Zimbabwean people themselves, actually, especially among our political protagonists, ZANU-PF and the opposition Movement for Democratic Change. They need to find each other, actually, for the sake of the country. I've written before that we need a second government of national unity, and I think the MDC alliance needs to bite the bullet and engage with ZANU-PF, go on to the negotiating table with ZANU-PF for the sake of the nation. But the opposition itself is fractured at the present moment, and they also need to find each other and and try to engage ZANU-PF as a united front.
Well, let's certainly hope that they do find each other. Thank you very much for your insights, Tapiwa Chagonda, the Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Johannesburg, painting a picture of